Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. It is the one and only, there is no duplicate, Queen J. Welcome to another wonderful episode of Queen J Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here, guys. I just want to say real quick that I will be bringing my hour or two long, my hour or 2 hour shows back soon. I am planning on, starting to do 2 shows a week, which will be one during the weekday and one during the weekend. So stay tuned for that. And I want to say hey to all my iHeart radio listeners. If you guys weren't aware that I have connected my show with iHeart Radio, so I'm very, very excited about that. The next step is to go to connect it to a bigger platform, and I already know what platform I want to connect it to. I just got to see how to go about doing it. One thing I want to say real quick on this wonderful Tuesday morning is to never stop progressing in life, y'all. If I can have a positive message for y'all this morning, never stop what you like doing. If you've made so much of progress in it and you've elevated in it, no matter if, I ain't going to say that, but no matter what, I'm going to just say it like this, no matter what, keep on going with the things that you do. Because what I want to say is that whatever you lose, remember, whatever you lose, you will gain again. And I'm a witness to that. I even had a cousin who just recently was a witness to that. You know, whatever you lose, you will gain again. So, and I have so many reasons why I say that. So just keep progressing, keep going, whatever you want to do, because it's going to always work out. It's going to always work out. So that is Queen J's positive moment for this morning. It's a wonderful Tuesday here in South Carolina. It's going to be another hot day. I'm not staying out today like I did yesterday, but this is kind of like a busy week for me. I have business to handle. My twin niece and nephew's birthday is, I believe, on Friday because tomorrow is the 3rd. Yes, they are birthday on Friday, but they're not around me, so I got to make sure they enjoy it. Their birthday is on Friday. They will be 9 years old. They will be 9 years old. So they are currently out of town, and I know that they're with their other aunt. And I know that they are enjoying themselves, but I know their birthday is going to be spectacular because my sister is going to make sure they have a wonderful birthday. So shout out to my niece and nephews. That will be turning 9 years old on Friday. 9 years old. And they don't forget nothing. Let me tell y'all something about kids. Kids, I'm going to get to my topic in a minute, but let me tell y'all something about kids. Kids don't forget nothing. Okay, kids don't forget nothing. I took them to Chuck E. Cheese, I think it was sometime last year. And I told them, I say, when I, you know, get straight and whatever with some more money, I said, I'm going to take y'all again. They still ask me to this day, you still going to take me to Chuck E. Cheese? You still going to take me to Chuck E. Cheese? But if God bless me with children, I don't think I could handle twins. But I mean, you know, if he blessed me with them, I have to take care of them and be that wonderful mother that I know that I will be. But twins, whew, I tell my sisters I'll be ready to send them back home. I love my niece and nephew, but I do hope they have a wonderful birthday on Friday. And if I do come on my show Friday, I will say happy birthday for them again. But anyway, today's topic today, guys, is something that is very close to me, dear to my heart. As I have said before, right now I'm not on any social media platform except Beagle. So if you have the Beagle app and you want to find me on Beagle, download Beagle. It's B-I-G-O, and I will send you my Beagle name. You probably going to see it say Lona Queen. No, it should say Lona Forever. I am on Beagle because I watch a lot of people on there. My Facebook page is currently deactivated. I don't know if it's deleted yet. It will be deleted sometime this month. I'm not on Instagram. I do have a TikTok that nobody knows about. But right now I'm just not on any platform. I'm on Twitch, but it's not really something I use. And I'm actually glad about it. And that's part of why my name is Lona J. A lot of people say, you're not a loner. You're not a loner. You're not alone. Lona Queen J is what I call myself. But a lot of people be asking me personally, like, why do you call yourself? Like, my sister's like, why are you calling yourself a loner? You're not a loner. So for those of you who don't know what a loner is, let me give you the definition. I'm going to give you the Google definition. Then I'm going to give you my definition. So the Google definition says a loner is a person who prefers not to associate with others. My interest, okay, well, that's another thing. A loner, what is a loner personality? Being a loner means that you would prefer to be by yourself rather than with others. Depending on the context of the situation and your personality and preferences, this could be a good or bad thing. Some people view loners in a negative context. Now, let me tell you what Queen J version of a loner is. My version of a loner is basically I'm with everything they're saying, but I'm going to add something to it. When I call myself a loner, that means that I'm by myself. To me, because I deal with anxiety, I feel like I'm by myself in this world. I feel like I have nobody to reach out to lean on. I'm not going to say depend on because I don't depend on nobody. But I just, to me, being a loner means I'm by myself. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to be bothered with people. I don't want to talk to people. And I just want to do my own thing. So, but it also ties in with everything else that they said as well. A lot of people ask me, why do you call yourself a loner? Well, this was something that I recently started doing because I've seen how people switched up on me. And this, let me just say, this is not no episode to bash nobody. I don't do that on my show. I'm just speaking in general and being real. People have called me fake, but I'm just being honest. I've seen how people switched up on me. I've seen how people abandoned me. I've seen how people left me at my lowest. I feel like people don't really love me. I'm just being real. This is not no sympathy episode or nothing. I'm telling y'all why I call myself Lord. I be feeling like people don't love me, even though I know there are people in this world that do love me. Let me tell y'all something. No matter how nobody feel about me, even when I want to be to myself, people be asking, where's Jaleesa? Tell Jaleesa she can come over here. Tell Jaleesa come sit with us. And Dad will say, where my daughter? What my daughter doing? Y'all know the man I call Dad, not my, because I don't do it my biological father at all. I'm talking about the man that I call Dad. Dad has shown me what a real father he has shown me what a real father has been for over a year now. That's the man I'm talking about. He be concerned about me. Like, people be concerned about me, but I stay away because I feel like I'm a disappointment to people. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, this episode is not for sympathy. It's not for sympathy. It's not for none of that. I'm just telling y'all why I call myself a loner, because it's a question that has been asked to me for a long time. Like, why do you call yourself a loner? And I'm just telling y'all because I just feel like alone in this world. I guess that's part of dealing with anxiety, but I just rather be by myself, you know. You stay out of trouble that way. But I am owning up to my name, Lona J, Lona Queen J, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to call me. Make sure that you put the word loner in front of it, because I am not associated with nobody in this world, okay, to me. Now my sister said, well, that's not true, because you hang with people, you talk to people. But I just feel like I'm not a part of nobody's life. You know, I'd rather keep it that way. I go out and make my money. I do what I have to do, and I go home. You know, it's people that – I got a cousin right now that want me to come hang with her. But if I do that, I wouldn't be owning up to my name. So that is why I call myself Lona J, because I've seen a lot of things in the past 2 years. I have seen a lot of situations. And like I said, when you get to a point where you feel like people don't really love you like they say, when you get to a point where sometimes things happen and
and you feel like you're the main reason why it happened, you're the cause of the problem, then you just rather be by yourself. And let me tell y'all something. Being by yourself does not have to be a bad thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, being to yourself and being by yourself could be a good thing, because you know why? Because you could do your own thing. You ain't got to be in no drama, no news, none of that BS. So don't ever make nobody feel like, oh, you by yourself, that's terrible. No, it's not. Like, I read that it said something about being a loner could be a negative thing. Yeah, because I guess so, because in a way, people will say, well, why would you want to be by yourself? You know, if you're going through depression or something, who are you going to talk to if you're trying to be all by yourself? So I can see why they say that would be a negative thing, but in reality, whatever works for you works for you. And yes, I talk to people, but I still call myself Lona J. I have someone right now that was upset because I wasn't calling them. They said, you was ducking and dodging me. You wouldn't call me or nothing. Because I just didn't want to be bothered with people. And I still, and I love, shout out to my people that really love me, because even though I call myself Lona J, and even though I don't want to be bothered, and even though I don't want to be in nobody's way, and even though I don't want to be amongst people, my people still come and say, you know what? No, we ain't having that. We ain't having that. You go get out the house. You come have some fun. You go chill. I'm tired of you. You know what I'm saying? They won't let me be depressed. They won't let me be alone. Even though I'm Kalona J. They won't let me distance yourself from people, like shut the world out. My people won't let me do that for long. So shout out to the ones that still look out for me, that still care about me. You know, and not just talk, but actually really truly care about me. Actually show me that they want me to still be a part of their life regardless of what happens. Those are the ones that I consider to be real. You get what I'm saying? But this episode is just to tell y'all why I call myself Lona J. Nobody should feel alone in the world. Nobody should feel like they're by themselves. That's why if you tell somebody you love them, mean it. I don't care what happens. A lot of people talk the talk, but don't walk the walk. A lot of people say this and that, and then they go do something else different. I like consistency. There is one person right now that texts me every day. I may not get to hear from them every day. Now, I ain't gonna lie. They might not text me every day, but lately, and I just met them, and they've been constantly checking on me, constantly seeing, you know, how I'm doing, how my day going, what did I eat. Like, that's consistency. That's what I've been missing in my life. Like, find you some consistent people, okay? Find you some people that are going to be consistent, that are not just going to walk away when trouble comes or when they see something that's, because at the end of the day, I don't care, no matter what nobody say about Queen J, Lona J, I'm one of the nicest people that you could ever meet. I'm one of the nicest people that you could ever meet. But sometimes people turn you into a person that you don't want to be. And I've turned into a loner. And people don't believe it. They're like, nah, you be talking to people. You be amongst people. You can't be a loner. But I really am, y'all. I really do call myself Lona J. And it's actually sad because I never thought that I would call myself that. But like I tell y'all, sometimes people will turn you into somebody that you don't want to be. You know, and it's quite sad, but for me, it's keeping me out of trouble. It's keeping me out of trouble. It's keeping me out of drama. I'm not in nothing. You know, I stay to myself. And that's basically what being alone is too, staying to yourself. There's nothing wrong with staying to yourself. There's nothing wrong with being to yourself. Don't ever let nobody make you feel like you're wrong to be to yourself. You know, because you want to be in your house. You want to do your own thing. Like I tell y'all, I go make my money, I do what I got to do, and I'm back in the house. Sometimes I'm gone all day. Sometimes I'm gone half a day. But I just do what I have to do. But I'm just being to myself. So that's basically what being a loner is. Like, you're just basically being to yourself. You ain't got time to be bothered with people and stuff like that. Even though people don't want you to be alone, you know. But, hey, that's what I call myself. So this episode was just basically, I just wanted to clear the air about why I be calling myself Loner J. Y'all never heard it on here, but this is the first time y'all would hear it on here. I do call myself Loner J for a reason. I just want to say, just check up on your people, y'all, because people be going through things, and you never know what people are dealing with, especially mentally. I'm very big on the mental side because I deal with things mentally. No, I'm not making no excuses for nothing I have done in this life. No, I'm not want no sympathy, want nobody to take my side, none of that bull crap. But I'm just telling you, people be dealing with things. And sometimes people want to be a loner because they feel like they don't have nobody to reach out to because everybody who they thought they could reach out to turned their back on them. And that's just being real. I'm not talking about me. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you guys what life is about. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you what the reality is. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you what the reality is. People be feeling like they don't have nobody to talk to. That's why they turn into a loner. That's why they distance themselves from the world. Shut the world out. I'm not saying you can't tell me the truth, but at least be my listening ear. At least let me know that when I need to talk to you, that you'll be there for me. See, sometimes people want you to be there for them, but they're not there for you, and that's not fair. That's not fair. That's definitely not fair. Like, if I'm there for you, I want you to be there for me. Point blank, period. Point blank, period. So it's definitely not fair that I can be there for you, but when I need you, you're nowhere to be found. Like, that's not the type of energy that I need from people. So most definitely a reason why people be calling themselves loners, because they feel like they don't have nobody to talk to, nobody to reach out to, nobody that they can depend on for, you know, just to listen. Sometimes people just need listening ears, y'all. Sometimes that's all people need is a listening ear. That's it. That's it. Sometimes all people just need is somebody to listen to them, to talk to them, just to for you to hear what they're dealing with, you know. Sometimes people don't always want your opinion. Sometimes they just want you just to hear what they have to say. And that's it. But I just like consistency in my life. That's all. If you're going to be here, be here. If you're not going to be here, don't be here. You get what I'm saying? I just want consistency. I used to be upset when people used to walk away from me and all this and that, but now I'm just like, it is what it is. Sometimes you have to learn how to just, like Tony Braxton got a song that says, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it go. So I learned to let things go and let it be what it is, because at the end of the day, life is short. And I can't, and you know, stress will take you out. I don't know if y'all know that, but stress will take you out. So before I let stress take me, I will let that situation ride. Get on a boat and sail away. You get what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was just wanting to tell y'all why I call myself Loner J. No big deal, no big issue. Like I said, I do have people in my life right now that really love me, really care about me and all this and that, and I appreciate them so much for their love and their concerns about me. I really do. I really, really appreciate everyone that, you know, just really loved me unconditionally. You know, there were some recent situations that happened recently this year, And those same people still love me. And because of that, I can keep going. Because of that, I can keep going. But even though I call myself a loner, I have people in my corner that still won't let me feel that way. They say, you can call yourself that, but you can't keep feeling that way. Because you got too many people that love you because you're such a sweetheart. Now, this is real. If I can show y'all text messages, I'll show y'all text messages so y'all won't think I'm lying. My cousin has told me, she said, I don't care what happened, what you did, you got people that really love you. And my cousin, she'll tell you, she'll say, F the ones that don't want to deal with you. Cause you're just so sweet. Like, that's why I said to get to know me is to love me, because really, in all honestly, social media is social media. And I'm glad that I took myself off of social media. Like, I'm officially off that social media shit. To anybody on social media, to each their own, but I'm off of that. But I am on Bego. Loner Forever is the name. I am on Bego. So if you want to find me on Bego, find me on Bego. QueenJ256@yahoo.com is my email. If you want to send me emails, if you want to say hi, anything negative, I will block. So please don't try to send us that. Like I said, this episode will be also on iHeartRadio. So make sure that you guys go to iHeartRadio and tune in to Queen J Podcast. Like I said, I am excited that my podcast is a part of iHeartRadio. That is amazing to me to be on iHeartRadio. So I'm getting ready to go, y'all. But like I said, I just want to tell y'all why I call myself a loner, because I feel like it's something that people be asking me, and I just want to explain. And those that didn't know, yes, I do call myself Loner J. People don't like it. They don't want me to say that about myself. They don't want me to call myself a loner, but I just, you know, I just rather just be how I am being. And that's to myself, chilling, hanging where I hang out on Saturdays. Saturdays are my downtime. I call it downtime Saturdays. Saturdays are my downtime, so I do have some downtime on Saturdays, and I just, you know, take time out for myself on Saturdays. That is my chill day. And nobody will never be able to take that away from me, because that I do stuff during the week, and Saturdays is my chill time. So shout out to the ones that love me. Shout out to the ones that don't. I hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday. Hope you all have a blessed Tuesday. Stay encouraged. Stay motivated. Stay prayed up, because that's something that we definitely have to do. We just got through another Easter. I didn't go to church, but I still thank the Lord for letting me see another Easter day. My interview is still coming, guys. It's still coming. I'm going to be personally interviewing myself. I know that's going to sound weird. And probably like, how she interview herself? But when I say I don't depend on nobody, that's what I mean. So I'm going to be doing my own interview. I'm going to be doing my own interview. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be a lot of things, but I'm just going to do my own interview, and I am going to tell you all things about me, the truth, maybe why I act the way I act with certain situations, and just going to be all about Queen J, Loner Queen J. All right, y'all. So I will talk to y'all later. I'm getting ready to end this episode. Like I said, you can listen to me on iHeartRadio. This episode basically was just a bunch of random talk. I didn't really have a real topic. But I just was sitting here thinking about, you know, I call myself Loner J. And I wanted to explain why I call myself that. So now maybe after y'all hear this episode, y'all will understand why I call myself a loner. Even though people don't want me to call myself a loner. They want me to not feel that way. But, hey, it is what it is. So until next time, y'all be safe, be blessed, and Queen J is out.